I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
Oh, my soul, I know. Oh, my soul, I know. Meet up in the morning. I gon' get no warning, y'all. Oh, set him on fire. Gonna set him on fire.
Each year, Mardi Gras greet the day on the city's streets to sing and strut. This has been going on since the late 19th century. The call and response sounds of the Mardi Gras Indians often carry the Congo beat, fundamental in New Orleans' musical fabric. The beloved chief Monk Boudreau, age 74, has been masking Indian for 68 years. We visited him at home, where he quietly sewed his new suit.
Working on one of my patches for the back of my boots. Then I'm gonna put some ruffles around it. Well, you get up at what, 9 a.m, you stay up till maybe 2 p.m, sometimes 3. All depends on how close it is and what you gotta do. Like sometimes stay up all night. So that morning till the break of dawn, that's a true saying there. Cause I be in here the night for Mardi Gras, I ain't never slept in, I don't know, about 40 years. Never went to bed the night for Mardi Gras. But you know the spirits carry you. So you don't feel sleepy, you don't feel tired until you take off that Indian suit. The street is important because that's where we, you know, show off what we sit down for a whole year. And people are out there waiting to look to see what you did, you know, and they judge you and see, you know, if you're pretty. You know, they got like hundreds of people outside my door just waiting to see how the big chief came out this year. And I always come out looking good.
We're baby dolls and we're waiting for a big chief Monk Boudreau to come out. As soon as he comes out, he's going to sing some songs to us and we're all going to follow him down the street. You know, we're part of the Indian tribe. We're the girls' version. You know, there's some of the girls are Indians, and we're just the baby dolls. We travel along with the big chief.
Back in the days, they had the baby dolls used to follow the Indians. That's why when they say they had 101, it wasn't 101 Indians. It was 101 with the baby dolls and the skeleton men and the moss men. And so I sung a song about it. And so when they heard the song, they said, oh, Monk, I want to be a baby doll. Well, sure, you know, I have a lot of white friends. But what I have to do? Well, you have to dress like a baby doll.
We're the Golden Eagles Moss Man. We spent 3 nights taking moss out of the golf course in Audubon Park, but don't tell the security there that. Now we can jump up in trees and jump down on people like they used to do.
I think about mostly what we're gonna do when we get, like, if I say we're going downtown, we're gonna meet everybody, we're gonna have a good time. If trouble come, we ain't gonna run. But I don't bar no trouble and I don't start no fights. It's Mardi Gras morning and my head is tight. And I got a grandson, he's like following my footsteps. You know, he's singing. You know, he gone on tour. Well, I'm teaching him, you know, how it go.
Come here. Go this way. Keep still. Keep still, boy.
You go this way, like your grandpa.
Indian! we got half of one.
Uh-oh. Oh. That, it's about to happen, y'all.
Don't need no dark skies, I need fire.
And you know, like, this was hidden for like many years because a lot of people didn't know about it, only the neighborhood people. And so we met Quint Davis, and he came to one hour practice and he said, man, y'all making some music that nobody do in the world, you know. From that on, then the world started hearing about it.
Gonna take them downtown. early that morning. If I go to Holly, it was early that morning.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.